to Remedy. You're with the Melodics.
You're watching Speaker TV.
With Speaker TV.
Melodics. Ticks. Ticks.
Cash, cash, it's all about cash. I want more cash, I need more cash. See more cash, crave more cash. Make more crap to make more cash.
Savers in Greensboro, I would recommend going there.
It was a pretty sort of schizophrenic album. It had a lot of different styles to it and a lot of different movement and changes, and yeah, it took a long time. So this time around, making Paint Me Gold, it's an EP, it was kind of the opposite approach. It's sort of get in the studio over, you know, a month and you know, pre-plan everything, just get in there, bang out some tracks and get it out for people to hear.
I think we've gone very much in a pop direction and an electro direction, which I think is great, because what we're trying to do is obviously trying to appeal to a broader audience.
Definitely, yeah. I think our first single, Take Me Away, which was off the first record, that's done really well for us. That, I think that was the track that kind of got us to realise what we were doing, funnily enough. And it was the last song that we wrote for that record, and that was with Jan, who produces a couple of the tracks on this EP.
Some of our live arrangements build and build and build. And I would like to capture that on an album, just like they did, I think, in the 70s, you know, like with some of those Fleetwood Mac albums.
I'm the hip-hop in it, I mean, amongst other things. But, I mean, really, if you take me out of the music, it's not hip-hop at all. Nothing about it is hip-hop, you know. I think that's kind of one of our point of differences. Now it's signed to a major label. First album gets mad praises. All this attention feels amazing, but his creative input is waning. And the label's getting all the saying why he plays, even his dress sense. Now he is one of the yes men. Now music is nothing but work. And it's stuck and it hurts. He says it's about cash, about sex. He wishes he could be behind a desk. Rock and it's electro, it's a lot of synths. We've got like four synths on stage and live bass and drums and another vocalist. And so I guess it's kind of new wave and electro rock.
I'm not an expert on rivers, but I was listening to the ABC the other day and they were talking about rivers. I love listening to the ABC.
The impact of technology is just unfathomable in terms of the fact that you have this little thing in your pocket that you can hold in your hand that can have thousands or tens of thousands of songs. People's music taste is widened, and therefore bands are probably more, you know, they're personally inspired by a lot of different styles. I mean, I know that's the case for us.
As you can see, it's quite healthy. We've had a lot of rain and it looks to be flowing at a rather moderate pace.
I guess, like, it comes, my dad was actually a synth player in an 80s band from Melbourne. So I grew up in his household where he'd play a lot of different, you know, pretty cheesy 80s stuff. I mean, I was literally about to die, and I felt like, you know, a scene out of Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings when you're underwater and the spirits are just coming down, and it was just 20 beautiful women pulled me out, and yeah, and life's been different ever since. Woo!